Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Come On Man. The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency is a political critique by journalist and commentator Joe Concha. Written in a sharp conversational style, the book argues that Joe Biden's first term as president was defined by policy failures, weak leadership, and favorable media framing, rather than offering a neutral biography or a broad history of the administration. It focuses on a set of recurring problems that Concha sees as central to the Biden presidency: inflation, immigration, crime, Afghanistan, and the relationship between government and the press. The book is positioned as a polemical but fact-driven counterpoint to mainstream coverage, aiming to persuade readers that many of the administration's problems were not accidental, but deeply connected to progressive policy preferences and institutional incentives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a central claim that Biden's presidency reflects structural policy failure, not isolated mistakes. The book's main argument is that Joe Biden's problems in office are not best understood as a series of disconnected blunders. Concha presents the first term as a broader collapse of competence, where major decisions produce predictable and repeated harm. That framing matters because it shifts the discussion away from personality alone and toward governance. In the book's logic, the administration did not simply have bad luck or uneven execution. It repeatedly chose policies that intensified the very crises it claimed to address. This interpretation gives the book its confrontational tone and its organizing principle. Readers are invited to see inflation, border insecurity, and public disorder as symptoms of a deeper political project rather than as separate administrative errors. The result is a highly targeted indictment of the presidency as a governing model, not just of Biden as an individual. Secondly, inflation as a test case for government spending. Incentives and economic credibility. One of the book's most developed themes is inflation, which Concha uses to argue that the administration mishandled basis economic reality. The argument is not merely that prices rose, but that the White House responded with policies that deepened public skepticism. In this reading, large-scale spending was promoted as a solution, even though it could worsen price pressure and reinforce the sense that Washington was detached from everyday costs. Concha treats inflation as more than an economic statistic. It becomes a measure of whether leaders understand cause and effect. That makes the issue especially useful for his critique, because it allows him to connect policy design, public messaging, and political accountability. The chapter-level treatment described in the available material suggests that he wants readers to see inflation as evidence of a broader pattern the administration announcing. Confidence while households experience decline in purchasing power, savings, and financial stability. Thirdly, immigration and the border as evidence of policy drift and institutional failure. The border crisis is another major pillar of the book, and it functions as a lens through which Concha examines executive responsibility. He argues that the administration's immigration approach created disorder by weakening enforcement, encouraging chaotic flows, and failing to protect the interests of citizens and legal immigrants. The border theme is important because it is used to connect policy to visible national consequences strain on local systems, political conflict, and perceptions of lost control. The book's rhetoric suggests that the issue is not just that the border was difficult to manage, but that officials accepted disorder as the price of a preferred ideological goal. This allows Concha to portray immigration policy as an area where moral language and practical outcomes diverged sharply. The chapter titles and promotional materials indicate that he treats border policy as a defining failure of the era, one that symbolizes both administrative weakness and a larger political unwillingness to enforce clear rules. Fourthly, crime, public disorder, and the administration's response to law enforcement concerns. Concha also uses rising crime to argue that the presidency failed at a basic duty maintaining public safety. The book highlights homicide records in major cities and presents these developments as evidence that the administration and its allies did not adequately prioritize order. This theme matters because it broadens the critique beyond national macroeconomics and foreign policy into daily life in American communities. Crime becomes a practical measure of whether political leaders are responsive to ordinary citizens, especially those living in urban areas where disorder is most visible. Conscious treatment appears to connect crime trends with broader ideological attitudes toward policing, prosecution, and accountability. Rather than focusing only on statistics, the book frames crime as part of a social mood of permissiveness and institutional hesitation. That approach gives the topic political force. It is not simply about headline numbers, but about whether government is willing to defend public norms and respond to violence decisively. Lastly, media bias and narrative management as the force that shields presidential failure. A distinctive dimension of the book is its criticism of the media, which Concha argues helped insulate Biden from full accountability. This is not a side issue in the book. It is part of the explanation for how, in his view, such obvious failures could persist without sustained correction from major news organizations. Concha contends that coverage of Democrats and liberals often softens criticism, while conservative figures receive harsher treatment and more intense scrutiny. That media argument strengthens the larger thesis by suggesting that public perception is shaped by selective reporting as much as by events themselves. In this view, the press does not merely describe political reality, it helps construct a filtered version of it. The book therefore works as both a critique of the presidency and a critique of the information environment surrounding it. For readers, this adds a media literacy angle. It encourages skepticism about the gap between elite narrative and lived consequences. In conclusion, Come On Man is best suited for readers who want a forceful conservative critique of the Biden presidency and are open to a book that blends commentary, argument, and media criticism. It will appeal most to politically engaged readers, especially those concerned with inflation, immigration, crime, and the role of the press in shaping public opinion. Its practical value lies less in offering a neutral survey than in organizing a set of widely debated political controversies into a single, readable case against the administration. Intellectually, it helps readers think about how policy failures, institutional incentives, and media framing can interact to protect political leaders from consequences. What makes the book stand out in its category is its directness. Many political books either adopt a dry policy tone or spread their attention across many subjects. Concha focuses tightly on a few highly visible issues and argues them with a sharp, accessible voice. That combination of specificity, partisanship, and media critique gives the book its distinctive identity among post-presidential political analyses. If you would like to support Joe Concha, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.